Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast here on episode 1971. Ironically enough, 1 week out from the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World. Scott joins me today, and we just have some fun Disney talk. We ask each other some questions, like, if Disney was to make a golden statue of you, where on property would your statue be and why? Or if you could grab any authentic piece of Walt Disney World attraction memorabilia, what would that be? If you could go into the parks with a Craftsman ratchet, take something home with you, what would you take home and why? Lots of other questions coming your way. Fun Disney talk on today's show. Don't forget today's episode brought to you by The Magic for Less Travel. Check them out for all of your Disney trip planning needs. They are a platinum earmarked agency, which means Disney has recognized them for being the best of the best to get you the best price possible on that Disney vacation. But more importantly, to make sure it is an amazing trip for everybody. Drop by themagicforless.com today, fill out that quote form, mention the show, and we'll be planning that next trip together. Again, check them out at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link when you shop online. That one extra click means a lot to us. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. Finally, thank you to our patrons for allowing us to put this show out 4 times a week all around the world. It's because of your support. And our patrons get Mike in the Midwest every Thursday, a bonus podcast just for them. If you'd like more information on becoming a patron yourself, just visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1971 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you, or for so many of us, happy 1 week out until the big 50th anniversary celebration. And that is why, if you paid attention when the show downloaded right there on your iPhone or your device, look down there. Yeah, we call this one episode 1971 just because of the 50th anniversary next week. We worked that out way back when Mallory was 2 months old. We started the show like, okay, got to make sure we do live shows here, you know, bonus shows there. And we almost hit it. We got within a week. So give us a little pat on the back for that one. Now, we're just kind of ironic how that worked out, but we're going to have a good time today talking Disney, getting excited for next weekend. And joining me, as always, I said, it's the You, Me, and Scotty G week, and we're continuing it right here. Your friend of mine, hashtag Scotty G. What's up, Scott? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Mike. Happy to be together with so many friends. I mean, I don't think there's a Disney friend I have that will not be down at Magic Kingdom a week from today. And I say Disney friend, I mean, they're all like real friends now. You know, we met through Disney, but we have so many great friendships because of this, of the show and Walt Disney World. And it's going to be like a big family reunion. Looking forward to that. But also for this weekend, I'm looking for Wade's Nebraska football team to come to town where the Spartans are going to destroy them. Love you, Wade, but sorry. Go Sparty.
The number 20th ranked Michigan State Spartans taking on the unranked Nebraska Cornhuskers out of the Big Ten in East Lansing.
They did pretty good against Oklahoma, though. They hung in. I was pretty impressed.
I got to say, that interception at the end of the game, one of the greatest catches I've ever seen. And this is not a football podcast, but and I hate Oklahoma. Don't get me wrong, because I mean, Mizzou, Oklahoma, we have a history. It's just, I mean, you're born into that kind of stuff. Nebraska, same thing for a Mizzou fan, because they used to crush us for decades. Same for Oklahoma. I mean, it's just, we hate being the, like, you know, the just the little brother that just gets squashed. So we have resentment in our bloodline at Mizzou. But besides that, I did have to call in my wife to say, you got to see this catch. It's unbelievable. And I'm like, he's not a receiver. He's the defensive back. You know, yeah, it's crazy.
It's funny. It's funny when you just said this is not a football podcast. It made me think of that listener that's over like a bingo card for the show. They can mark that one off now.
You're welcome. check. Okay, so we are excited to be heading down to Walt Disney World. Scott heads down this coming Wednesday. I'll be coming down Thursday night. Still disappointed that I'll be missing Maya Grill on Thursday night. But what can you do? I found a $69 flight on Southwest, so I had to jump on that. It doesn't get me in early, but saves me a little cash, and I like that. So it's going to be a great
tequila
weekend.
Flight, I guess. Maybe that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's right. It saves me a lot of. It's actually going to save me more than that. Yeah, exactly. Good point. And also probably a better night's sleep. And the sad thing is, I'm staying at Coronado, so I'm right there. So
oh my gosh!
I know. It's tough.
We got to get you there earlier. We'll look.
Tough decision. We'll see what we can do. Anyway, so today, you know, we're a week out. We're getting ready to head down to Walt Disney World. We thought we would just go back and forth with just some fun Disney talk. You know, some of the stuff that's come up in the news over the past couple of weeks. We could talk about that. I have a question that I saw on social media that I'm going to ask Scott and see what he thinks. So, Scott, I'll let you lead off because I know you wrote down some questions. So, first topic you want to bring to the table.
I love these shows that we do where we just kind of go back and forth where neither one of us have any idea. And I always try to throw in some funny stuff. So, so keep you on your toes. But one thing I was thinking about, so we got these awesome 50th like gold statues. I'm sure you've seen on social media with those popping up, right?
And right, those, right.
By the way, look so awesome. But just say some Imagineers came up to you, Mike, and said, "You, Mike, you know, love the Be Our Guest podcast. You know,
I've heard that.
You've done so much for Disney. You brought so many more guests like interested in our parks. We'd like to make a gold statue of you." And they ask you, "Where would you like to put it on Walt Disney World property?"
Oh, dude, that's a great question.
Would you tell them where to put your gold statue?
Yes. So, okay, that, I love that. That's a great question. That's so funny because it would never happen. Okay, so my statue. That is so funny to me. That cracks me up. I would put my statue would be in a very specific location. It would be around Hourglass Lake at Pop Century, but it would be in that little section. Now you had to be somebody who's ever walked around or run Hourglass Lake, which I love running there. It's one of my favorite places to run between Pop Century and Art of Animation, but it would be in that section where if you're running, say, from Art of Animation down by the car suites.
Yep.
To, like, back towards Pop. So you're on that end of the... Okay, so you're, like, on the 80s end of Pop.
The opposite end of the Skyliner, kind of.
Right, you're on the 80s end of Pop Century. You're on the cars end of Art of Animation. So that end, I'm not good at directions. But as you pass through, like, where it kind of gets a little jungly there, there's, like... The pavement changes from like white to red, the concrete, like you're on the Pop Century side. It's kind of jungly that the signs start popping up with a little fun facts. That's where mine would be. It'd be like a hidden mic. That's where, because I love like running that. That'd be someplace off the beaten path. So what about you though? Where would your statue be?
I thought you were going to go like Space Mountain or something. I thought you were going to go with like an attraction. I love your answer.
I was thinking though, my other place would be in front of the Imagination Pavilion back where the Captain EO poster used to be. But
yes.
That'd be another thing. Yeah. What about
you though? I'm going resort too. Actually, I'm going with a resort. They're going to put this awesome statue. People are going to be driving into this resort. They're going to go past some stop signs. They're going to go past a golf course hole. They're going to hit this main road and they're going to see these beautiful palm trees at Old Key West.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden there's going to be some gold statue of me in between them. They're going to like, what is that?
What Disney prince is that? What movie was that from? Exactly. Yeah. Why is it got on green and white?
I'm going to be at Old Key West, my statue, hanging out with the most gorgeous palm trees in the world.
That's okay. So I've got a follow up on that. It's Friday, guys. We're having fun. I mean, this is Walt Disney World talk. That's why you're here. And we got to have some fun sometimes. Okay. So here we go. This is what happens when Pam and Ricky go out of town, by the way. Okay. So following up with that, which Disney character do you feel was the biggest snub that did not get a statue? I mean, this is real. Like, okay, that was imaginary. There's not going to be a Mike and a Scott statue anywhere ever. Promise.
That'd be sweet though.
I want to make one and just like hide it in the bush.
Right.
Like,
I know.
A little tinfoil thing. That'd be so sweet. Like my statue's there. You just got to dig till they, trim the weeds. But okay. Of the real characters though, we have 50, but I mean, there's obviously more characters. Who's the biggest snub? Like if you got to pick somebody to bring back and again, the McDonald's characters, I thought that the McDonald's toys is another aside. We're the same as the statues at Walt Disney World, but they're not.
That's why I originally thought too.
I know. I was excited. I'm like, I'm going to get a Figment or something. No, they don't have those. Because people at McDonald's be like, what's that? You know, I get it, but there's no princesses and there's no Buzz Lightyear.
That's the thing. Yeah, there's no princess statues either, right? Is my understanding.
I think
that's a big snub.
Right.
There's no princesses, but I'm going to go from on a personal level for me. Not to get too sappy, but my mother was the biggest Tigger fan you'll ever know. And I think Tigger got snubbed. Like when they announced this, I was like, oh man, I can't wait to see Tigger and get a photo of the Tigger gold statue. So I thought Tigger got snubbed, but there is some Winnie the Pooh representation though. So that's good at least.
See, that's the thing. I wonder like I think I had this conversation with my wife. Like how did that go? You know, because like, okay, in March, every Disney podcast, and I try to stay away from them because every podcast you listen to does brackets of everything. Like, yep. What's the best flavor of Doritos? We're going
to Cool Ranch. Brackets are kind of fun, though. Let's be real. That's
they're,
fun.
Just, they're overdone. Like, I just don't want to be, you know, every show I listen to is like Cool Ranch Doritos against nacho cheese. Nacho cheese is going to win every time. Why are you wasting your time? But I like Cool Ranch better, but I mean, whatever. Anyway, back
to
the topic.
That's why we're brothers.
Okay, that's right. They're good. And I have some I'm disappointed Taco Bell took away the Cool Ranch Doritos taco. They just have the regular one, but whatever. Yeah. Anyway, back to that, though. How did they decide on these 50? Because, I mean, I understand, like, they don't have princesses, so why? Why is that? Because they have representations of them everywhere on everything. Yeah. And, like, why would somebody, like, you know, for Cinderella, it's like Gus Gus. Like, it's like the
Oh, but they're mice great, though. The mice. I love that one, though. I love the mice.
But, I mean, is there a Buzz Lightyear in Walt Disney World? Because there's not in the McDonald's toys, and I am fired up about that. There's no Buzz in the McDonald's toys.
I don't know. I have a list. Beth sent me a list. I can't recall, but I know that would be your snub, though, right?
Actually, it's not my. Well, it might be. Here's equally. There's no Muppets. They have Marvel characters. They have that raccoon guy, Rocket Raccoon or whatever he is. How can you not have Kermit the Frog? You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, Kermit is, if you're going to have a star, because they have R2-D2, right? I think they have BB-8 even. So
they have a BB-8.
You have like the acquired franchises like Star Wars, Marvel. Why do you not have the Muppets? I mean, I think everybody loves some Kermit the Frog and maybe even Miss Piggy, but especially Kermit.
Yeah. And I would have liked to see more like park related stuff. I know I think there is a Figment one, I believe, in an orange bird, but it would have been kind of cool. Like, I don't know. I guess they're already represented, right, with an attraction. But I don't see Buzz on the list, Mike. There is Woody. Like, Woody always gets more love than your boy Buzz.
But I get Woody. But, I mean, I think they're equal. Like,
there's so many pairs. There's so many duos. Like, Simba and Pooh, you know, like, like where?
Timon and Simba. Together? Yeah, or Timon and Pumbaa.
That's what I meant. Yeah, I said it wrong.
Be careful when you say
this. It's Friday, people.
But, yeah, you're right. But, I mean, like, okay, so the McDonald's toys got me fired up because Bo Peep is one of the characters that you can get in a Happy Meal. And I have nothing against Bo Peep. But, I mean, are you saying Bo Peep is more popular than Buzz Lightyear in the Toy Story franchise? There is no way. I mean, I'm a Buzz Lightyear nerd. Buzz Lightyear has been to space for real. They took a real Buzz Lightyear on a space shuttle. He went up to the space station and came back. Come on now. Give me a statue.
I know. But hey, I am glad to see my boy Joel Gardner got a statue.
That's cool.
See, I kind of have a statue right there. We share the name. You know, we share the last name. So it's not an O.P. West, but
it is pretty cool. I like that. That's good representation of the now and the past. So, okay, here's another question I have for you. That's a good question, though. That brought up a lot. And again, on social media, hit us up this weekend because we just
need I would love to hear everyone else's answer to the gold statue. Where is your gold statue?
I love that. Okay, let's see. Where would Ricky's be? Real quick. Where would Ricky's statue be?
Oh, this could be fun. We could like guess where Pam and Ricky's.
Yeah, okay, let's do that now. Where are we putting them? We get to put them. Where are you putting Ricky's?
Real quick for Pam, like Pam's going to be like at an outdoor lounge. I'm trying
it's
to think
gonna
of
be a lounge.
Lounge.
Yep, 100% it's going to be at a lounge.
Ricky's, do you have anything off the top for Ricky? Like I'm struggling.
Ricky's would definitely not be at a resort because she tends to stay off site. Because she has her brother.
I was thinking
there.
Like over by Imagination for her, actually. Like I know
she does
like,
love Figment. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably over there. Yeah. Maybe in that little grassy area where Pooh Bear kind of wanders around his net.
Yeah.
You gotta kinda look
at it. I love it. I love to hear their answers too. So
yeah, that'll be fun. Okay, so here's the deal. I saw discussion on social media this week and I thought this was a great question. If you had to live in one Disney World resort for an entire year, so you have to this is it. You can't go to the parks. You can order stuff in, like if you need like necessities, you know, you can Instacart stuff and stuff like that. But you have to actually physically move and you're not going to take your stuff. You're going to survive on what is provided at the resort itself. What's the resort at Walt Disney World you would say would be your most comfortable place to live for an entire year?
That's tough. That is really tough. Just off the top, like the Polynesian came to my mind. Because I can see fireworks from there. If the parks are still operating, like I'd still be able to see fireworks from the Polynesian. But I love the pool. They have two great pools. You know, a couple good restaurants. You got Trader Sam's, you know, so if I want to get at it one night, like get loose, have a little fun.
That'd be good.
And just the great atmosphere. The palm trees are great there. You know, you're right on the water. So I would love to be at the Polynesian for a year? Oh man, that's a great question. I love it. Have you thought about it? You got an answer?
I have. And I was following the discussion and I was trying to think, like, where would I go? You know, this was how I interpreted not going to the theme parks, but you're right. You could see the fireworks, and that's kind of why I picked where I picked. I would stay at the Wilderness Lodge. And the reason is that is a great resort in the wintertime. Like, you get the holidays, you get the fireplace, you could go down. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a great place to work. Like, if you had to take your laptop in the lobby, right. And there's those kind of hidden lobbies too, like up on floor 5, you know, there's that little fireplace. Great pool, Geyser Point, Whispering Canyon.
Geyser Point, I like that. What about that's actually where Pam's statue is, by the way.
That's it. That's exactly the Territory Lounge. That area. So Artist Point could come back. You know, that was kind of a character meal. Who knows if that'll come back? It feels good in the summer, but it feels great in the wintertime. And I just think it's kind of got, and you got the whole campus of Boulder Ridge, Copper Creek. I mean, I don't know if you would kind of, you know, shift rooms if that's cheating, but I mean, like, Polynesian has the villas. You could, you know, stay in a bungalow for a while, you know, if this was kind of hypothetical. But I would stay kind of in that area, watch fireworks, maybe on a top level room. That'd be kind of cool. Animal Kingdom Lodge would be fun too, but
you can't go wrong. Like, I almost thought about Old Key West because I just love it and it's so big, you know. But just the one restaurant, like, I want something that had like multiple restaurants, you know, right. So that you're not always eating off the same menu all the time.
Yeah, because Roaring Fork's one of my favorite counter services over at Wilderness Lodge, because you definitely could not do Whispering Canyon more than a couple times a week. You'd be done.
No, but then you got the signature too. Why am I forgetting what the name is?
Yeah, Artist Point.
Artist Point, yeah.
But it was, remember, it was that Snow White meal before COVID, and I never got there. Did you get there before that?
I did do that. I did do it. It was pretty good. The Snow White character meet and greet was like so awesome. It was so intense. It was like meeting Kylo Ren a little bit. You know? I was shaking the whole time.
You're like, I'm not eating that apple. Get that apple away. I've seen bad things. Okay, next. What do you got? Let's go another topic.
All right. So you know I love dining. We both love dining. I'm more well-versed in signature dining than you. But I know you've been to a signature dining. I know, Mike, that you've been to Gico, and I know you've been to Narcoozie's with me. So you eliminate those two. What signature restaurant do you want to eat at right now?
Right now, I'll be honest, right now, and I've never been there, is Steakhouse 71 intrigues me like at a level that I don't understand.
Is it a signature, though? Is it a signature restaurant?
I'm guessing it will be. Maybe not, though, because they have California Grill at the Contemporary, so maybe not. It's replacing the Wave. So other than that, let's see. I guess for me, this is a place that I had the opportunity to go, and Pam was going to pick up the tab, and I didn't go because I didn't feel well that night.
I know.
Yachtsman. Because I'm a Midwest guy, steak and potatoes. And Ricky always raves about Yachtsman, the rolls. Again, I'm a rolls guy. I judge a restaurant on its roll. Texas Roadhouse has good rolls. That's a good restaurant. I know everybody dogs on it all the time. I don't care. It's got good rolls and it's got good food. It's cheap, especially if you go before 6. But yeah, Yachtsman is the place that I've walked past so many times, staying at Yacht Club, Beach Club, and I've never been. You've been there, though, right? Does it live up to the hype?
Yeah, I think it's really great. It's compared to like other signature restaurants, you know, it might be kind of a lighter meal, you know, like you go there, you are going to get full, you know, like they just like the servings are huge. It's funny. I always get fries with my steak there, which is kind of an interesting combination. Well, I guess there's like steak fries, but their fries aren't steak fries per se. But yeah, I love Yachtsman. That's a good choice. I like that you picked it. For me, I've been to like every signature, I think just about, but I haven't been to Monsieur Paul in France.
I always forget about that one. Yeah, it's almost like a little secret club up there to me.
Right, and I've dined in there. So in the Super Bowl this year, they were like expanding the seating for Chefs de France, you know, for social distancing, and there were sitting people up there. So I have been up there now, and it was like the decor was not what I was expecting at all. It was actually like really awesome. If I recall, there were like purple carpet and things like that. It was pretty neat. Yeah. But that would be the one I want to try because I haven't been there yet.
Yeah, I would try that. I would try. Also, I haven't tried that place over at the Swan and is it what's that fancy place over at the Swan Dolphin? Is it Blue Zoo? Is that fancy?
Blue Zoo, yeah.
People,
and Shula's is
that.
Another one.
Shula's,
too.
Yeah. I'm a steak guy. Okay, here's the next question for, and hopefully everybody's kind of played along with us here. If you're on a run or walking the dog, whatever. And again, hit us up on social media at @Epscott, @BRGuestMike, and we'll retweet stuff. And we'll tell you what we think of your answers. Okay, for the 50th, we're going to be down there next week. Disney lets you take home one piece of authentic theme park memorabilia. I'm talking, you can take home a boat from Pirates of the Caribbean, or you can take home a honeypot from Winnie the Pooh, or, you know, a car from Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. What's one thing you are, Disney's going to let you take in the Craftsman ratchet and like unhook it and put that sucker in your living room when you get home from 50 years of the Magic Kingdom? What's the one piece you're going to take?
Oh my gosh, this is incredible.
I know, and I will not have a ratchet on my back pocket yet, right? When I'm down there next week.
Oh my gosh, I love this. So many thoughts running through my mind. my gosh, Mike, you're killing me. There's hundreds and thousands of things.
I know, that's why I like to just put you on the spot, because it'll change 5 minutes later. But like,
it's going to change 5 minutes later. Yeah. So I thought like animatronics came to my mind. Like, I want to bring home an animatronic. And I want to bring the girl from I want to bring the spaceship Earth, like the yellow tights.
Beyonce from up there in spaceship Earth. Yeah. There you go.
I think she I don't know why that's popping in my mind, but like, I always take a selfie when I'm on spaceship Earth with her. I think she's awesome. I didn't know she had a name. I didn't know she was Beyonce.
No, I mean, that's just what Ricky calls her that. I don't know. I mean, she's cool looking. I think everybody likes the way she looks. So yeah.
But I'm bringing her. I don't know why that was the first. I knew I wanted to bring an animatronic, and she was the first one that came to mind.
See, okay, Lonnie's in our live chat, our good buddy Lonnie.
He's got a great answer.
See, but he's got a great answer because he's practical, right? See, now you take that girl from Spaceship Earth, everybody notices, right? I mean, Lonnie says he's going to take a stormtrooper from Rise. Like, if you're strategic, you could probably get one of those out there. And of course, somebody would notice, but there's a lot of them. You know, like, somebody would go in there and be like, weren't there 48 stormtroopers yesterday? Right. And now there's only 47. You know, you wouldn't necessarily.
I'm hating my answer now, because, like, now I'm thinking, like, there's so many great things I could take from the Haunted Mansion or something, you know?
I was thinking. Okay, and I think you can buy these places, but I've never really seen it. I would want something out of the Carousel of Progress, because here's the thing. Like, the reason I would want something is because it is, think about the history of something like that. How many people have looked at that item, and how many shows has that thing been through? Which, again, just like yours, like everybody's passed right near that animatronic. I would almost want something from, I'm trying to think what I would want. If I could get something from Carousel of Progress, something practical. There's a Mickey Nutcracker on the mantle in the Christmas scene at the end. Maybe I would take that. I know that's kind of a dumb thing. Like, if you could get a rocket from Spaceship Earth or something, or from Space Mountain. But just like being practical, I might take something small like that. Like the Nutcracker from Carousel of Progress.
So is this going to be missing forever too?
It's gone.
They're not going to replace it?
No, they're not replacing it. Like,
that's why Lonnie's answer is good too.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he's being kind to everybody else. Yeah.
I'll upset a lot of people by taking, you know, a legendary animatronic.
Okay, so here's what our live chat say. Lottie gave the Stormtrooper from Rise. Vero Mike is saying the painting in the entrance to Spaceship Earth.
Oh, my God, I love that.
How cool would that be, like, on your wall in your basement? Like, that'd be, down here, I'd love that.
Now I'm thinking, like, there's got to be, a mini version of that maybe I can get to hang up. That'd be awesome.
It would be. Alfred says he wants a car from Seven Dwarves Mine Train. That'd be pretty cool. Watch a little TV in it, sit in there.
Yeah.
Just popcorn.
No. See, I don't know what I'm just gonna have my animatronic just like waving the people like outside or just standing outside the window when they walk by.
Oh, see, Robin is taking your idea to the extreme. Robin wants the partner statue. Like, wasn't there like a statue of Mickey and Walt here yesterday? That'd be awesome though. And then Andrea says Mary Blair tiles from the Contemporary. Why don't you just take the five-legged goat while you're there? You know. I've just wondered that though. Like, it would be so cool.
I thought about the goat in Big Thunder. That was one of them I was going to take. I love it. This is a great question, Mike.
I love this. Yeah, I love this because there's, I'll be honest, I think I've said this on the show a few times. Over on my leaning shelf on the other side of the basement where I record this podcast, I have a pine cone. It's a big pine cone. It's about, you know, it's about 9 inches tall. That pine cone is from Hurricane Charlie at Pop Century. I brought that because we drove back then. So the next morning I went out and that pine cone was on our balcony on the fourth floor from when the hurricane passed over in the night. And I brought that thing home and I treasure that. When we moved, I made sure that thing did not get broken because like it has zero it has practical value of nothing. But that is something that was there. It survived a hurricane at Pop Century on that trip. That's one of my favorite souvenirs. I know it's so dumb, but I love that thing. So do you have anything like that was like, you like it because it was in the park, you know, for some kind of an occasion? Or do you have any like weird souvenir that you like?
I can't think of off the top, Mike. That's a great question. I tend to buy like every souvenir that I can find that seems unique, but a lot of them don't have like a great story. Like, I love your story of the pine cone. Like,
it's weird. Awesome. It's so weird, but I guess
it is weird, man. But
people are like, why you got a pine cone next to Drew Locke, like the bobblehead, Yadier Molina? It's like, well, let me tell you why that thing's there next to Yadi. Anyway, that's what it's all about, his stories. Okay, and Tanja says the train engine. Okay, yeah, I mean, where you can put that thing? I mean, come on now. That'd be awesome, but I mean, I hope you have a big yard, you know, pretty sweet. Okay, so another question. What we got? It's fun.
All right, so Disney Plus, you know, they come to you like, we're doing a new show, you know, we're featuring 15 people. We want to feature you, Mike, as a life in the day of a Disney cast member. So they're going to train you. You get to pick your role. They're like, all right, you pick your role, whatever it is, working an attraction, working a resort server, whatever it is. But we're going to train you for, you know, one day, and then we're going to throw you right into it and then kind of watch you, observe you, and then you share your thoughts. So what cast member role are you going to take, Mike?
Oh my gosh, that's another one. It's got 1,000 answers and it would change 50 times before I even head to Taco Bell tonight after I edit this podcast. Because I'll be sitting there like, oh, I should have said that. I always think about that while I'm waiting in the drive-thru line. I've always said I want to pilot the monorail, because where else can you do that? The thing is, though, I would want to have something where I get to talk to guests, because especially now, we had the announcement earlier this week about how the U.S. is, you know, easing up restrictions on folks coming in from the U.K. and Europe and stuff. And the thing that I love about Walt Disney World, beyond the attractions, the resorts, the meals, the friends, is that you can meet people from all over the planet. And I don't get to do that in Missouri very often. You know, we don't have a lot of international travel in our city. So I don't get to have these cultural exchanges that I've always had at Walt Disney World, which I really, really love. So I'd want to have a role where, you know, I really get to be front and center. And they always say, I've always heard this, and I don't know if this is true or not, they say janitorial. No, I don't think so, because I have a really weak gag reflex. I know they say you get to meet a lot of guests. I don't want to meet people that bad. I'm just saying, because I can't. But maybe, you know, I'm trying to think where I would meet. That's a great question, because I've always said I'd love to, because I used to DJ like wedding receptions, proms, stuff like that. I always thought it'd be fun to like, okay, here's what I would want to do. A day in the life. The race announcer for a Run Disney event. That'd be fun. I would like to be there at the start, getting everybody pumped up, excited. But then, as they do, kind of shift to the finish and get to bring runners in, because everybody's got a story as they're coming down that chute across the finish line. That's what I would do. I'd be a Run Disney announcer. I'd try to take my talents and do something that I kind of would have semi background in talking.
Yeah.
So that'd be my thing. Hey, what about you?
You'd be awesome at it. We'll see. Same with you. Like, my answer could always change. Like, I've kind of always said, like, people I work with always say, like, you should work for Disney. Like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to pack up my bag and work for Disney. Right? but I've always joked, like, well, if I did that, like, I'd want to work like concierge, like at a resort. Like, right. I want to be indoors where I'm not sweating all day.
You're practical. I like that.
But what I would really like to do, because I'm like you, like, I'm pretty social. Like, I want to talk to guests. Like, I want to hear people's stories. Like, if they're waiting for something, or if they're like somewhere where I can have a conversation with them, find out about their day, not make up stories, you know, not like a bus driver. I'm going to make up stories or anything.
That'd be fun, but, though. That'd be fun. Like, oh my gosh. Would be fun. That'd be totally starting to
ruin. But on that line, I want to do transportation. I want them to train me on how to do a boat. You know,
I
want to do boat transportation. I love being on the water. The boats are some of my favorite, you know, things to do at Walt Disney World, whether it's like, you know, a resort to Magic Kingdom or one of the friendship boats or whatever. Like, put me on any of those boats and I'd love to transport some people.
I was thinking that too, because the thing is, you're going to get to interact with a lot of people, everybody on transportation. Okay. Let me say, here's the difference between being a bus driver and a boat pilot. When you're on a boat, for some reason, psychologically, you are very much more relaxed and, you know, more happy to engage in conversation, where bus drivers, they get to, I mean, I've had great bus drivers that have made the bus ride to the Magic Kingdom as fun as my first hour in the Magic Kingdom, because they're doing trivia, they're announcing birthdays. And this was a couple of years ago. So that's kind of fun. But I mean, bus drivers also have to kind of deal with a lot of stress, probably, you know, like
they do. So they have one of the most stressful things to me. And that
big
is
old bus. Yeah. I mean, besides that, I mean, just guests sometimes are unhappy on buses.
Yeah. So this is where I think you'd have advantage at as a boat versus bus, which is why I pick boat. Outside the fact that you're outside and on the water wearing shorts and having enjoying the lovely weather, exactly. Is that they have to deal with like lowering the bus to get like, you know, someone like with a wheelchair, someone with a disability on. Where I think with a boat, you know, it's a little bit easier to transport. And I love how Disney handles disabilities. And I feel like there's some rude guests sometimes when they're waiting for a bus and they're doing that. And that's where I feel like the bus role would be so stressful, right? Just because there's people that are angry at the end of the day, like yelling at you, like, I want to get on the bus.
I know. That's the thing is I feel so bad for those bus drivers because you know what they're doing? They're doing their job. Right. And you're like giving them a hard time for doing their job. I mean, it's not just 11:45 at night for you. I mean, I understand they do shifts and stuff, but I mean, that's one of my biggest pet peeves.
I feel like they get dogged the most out of any role.
They're doing the best they can.
That's why I don't want that to be my day in the life. I'd rather be on the water.
I know, seriously, but I've always thought, man, they'd be kind of fun to drive that bus. I've thought that 100 times. Like, because they just, you know, I don't know what it is. I'm like, I listen to the Trucker Channel on the satellite radio. I like when they're up in the seat, like driving that bus, it does, you know, and they're just the big old wheel and they just barely push down that gas pedal.
And you see them like hopping up, like,
right, and bounces like
it's kind of like an attraction.
I'm like, that would be so fun. Then I'm like, oh my gosh, I wouldn't want to do this at 11:30 at, you know, and the park closed at 11 at the Magic Kingdom. I'd be stressed out.
It'd be kind of interesting though, like picking up people at like Disney Springs, like at 12 in the morning.
Oh my gosh, they'd be like an Uber driver. Okay, here's my next question for you. So I've always thought that there's some things that are so obvious that Walt Disney World needs to put into place that they never have, and it would benefit all guests. And I said this way like a decade ago. I'm not kidding. I probably said this in the first 2 or 3 years of our show. Still has never happened, and I'm shocked that it has never happened, is the one obvious thing I think Disney should do in the theme parks, and this is, again, we're back to food, in the sit-down restaurants, is that every table in a sit-down restaurant should have either like a wireless charging like hotspot where you, when you're having your meal, you can sit your phone down and charge it, or just some kind of an easy, you know, you take your you bring your own wire, but you plug it into a charging port like they have at airports. And they have these at Walt Disney World at different spots, like at Coronado Springs, at the convention areas. There's places where you can charge your device. You know, they are around, actually at Space 220 in the lobby I saw today, that they do have charging points as your ports as you're waiting to get into the elevator to go up to the restaurant. However, I just think that at this point, it would almost seem like they could integrate it into the table itself. You know, like I have a little device that I plug. It's like a little stand. I just stand my iPhone on at night and it charges and it's standing up. And I just think that's like, because over the last 5 to 7 years, everything you do is dependent on your device. You need juice. And when you're sitting down for an hour, that is a great time not to only recharge yourself, but to recharge your phone. I can't believe they haven't done that. So that's something that I think that is a no-brainer that Disney has not done. But is there anything you've seen over the past little while that you're like, how's Disney not doing this? What are they missing?
Yeah, that's a great one. And you kind of put me on the spot here. But
I'm
thinking,
hard when you're not thinking about it.
This might not be for everyone. And financially, it probably doesn't make the most sense. But I wish, and I've been saying this for years, for Run Disney weekends, if you are staying on site as a resort guest, they should put your bib and your shirts, like just have it delivered to your room,
right?
So that you don't have to spend an hour and a half of your time, which I think Disney's going to want you spending that money somewhere else. I know they want you to spend the money at the expo. They bring all these vendors in, right? That's why they want you to go to Wild World of Sports and spend all this money. But I just think it would be such a convenience for the guests that are paying to stay on Disney site. And plus the race registration to, you walk in your room, you use your magic band, boom, your bib for Dopey is already sitting there. Your shirts are sitting there like on a table. Like how magical would that be, Mike?
Well, even if it's not in your room, if it's just at the resort where they have a common area, just go down to, you know, this place at the resort. And I mean, on top of that, I've always said they could charge $30. You know, and because the thing is, that's kind of just like how everything is nowadays. Like you can either, you know, there's a lot of podcasts you can listen or read a newspaper. You can read through
the lightning
ads.
Lane for
it
Run
is.
Disney.
I mean, because you're not going to the, you know, you're paying your way out of the expo. You know, they, like you said, they want you to go to the expo to see the booths because they're charging these vendors vendor space to be there. So it's a financial thing. But if you pay $30 extra and it gets delivered to your, and it wouldn't be that hard because they know who's in every race and they could just like say, okay, here's all the Pop Century ones. Here's all the, you know, All-Star movies. Here's all the Coronado.
And that's a great idea. I was going like really extreme, I guess, having it like, you know, Magical Express where they have your luggage in the room, put the bib in there, but they could have like a station where you just go, they have a few cast members running it. And maybe they even have like a small vendor attached to it. Like each resort will have like a little vendor that goes with it. Like, you know, advertising like, hey, this is what we got going at Y Roller Sports. Here's a discount code if you want to get some gooders or whatever it is. And like, this is where you go. And if you're not, then you just take your bib and go.
But you know what they're doing too? Like for the Chicago Marathon, and I think they did this with Run Disney too. It's like a virtual goodie bag, right? Like I'm getting a bajillion coupons, but you know, it's all virtual. Like they say, okay, here's your 5K virtual goodie bag. And I mean, it's not just for like running stuff. It's for like pizzas and, you know, stuff up in Chicago. So that could easily be a selling point where you could take advantage of these things and not have to go to the expo. You know, you could order stuff.
And not everyone's staying at site. So that's why they would still need the expo. There's still people that are going to go. And like, and maybe one year, like, I'm like, oh man, I forgot to pack my sunglasses. Like, oh, you know what? I can go to the expo and I can still spend some money and get some sunglasses or some goo or whatever I need, you know? So you could still have the expo. But for those that absolutely don't want to go, like, I don't know. I would love it.
Andrew says they did that one year for Wine and Dine, which I do kind of remember that maybe. Do I not? Because I didn't run one in Wine and Dine for a long time. It's an easy idea. I mean, God, Walt Disney World's, I mean, they can move your luggage from hotel to hotel. It'd be the same process. Like, just at the Run Disney headquarters, wherever that is, you just put everybody's little baggie together, you know, and these are all going to Pop. And just, you know, hey, come down, get your, you know, check in. They just, okay, say, here's another thing. A lot of times I've gotten those, like, free little goodies, you know, like the little putt-putt cards and stuff. When I check in, they're like, oh, we have something for you, Mr. Rallman. And they walk back behind in some secret room behind the check-in counter. I'm thinking I'm getting something really good. I'm like, oh, yeah. Pam Forrester surprised me with, like, a goodie. Nope, it's my, I'm just kidding, Pam. Because I don't deserve it. But I'm just saying, like, you're always like, oh, yeah, I'm getting a surprise. And it's like, oh, yeah, here's your puck passes. They can do it that way. Yeah. I mean, just like, Mr. Right. Robin, here's your bag.
Interesting. Perfect. I love it.
I do love that. And everybody in the chat's all with you, so there you go.
All our Run Disney friends are definitely with us.
Okay, so let's close it out. I'm going to go one question. You go one question. We'll call it a day. Real quick, you get to pick one theme for the next Run Disney weekend. Say, okay, the surprise weekend in April. They're like, we have no idea what's going on. We're just trying to figure out Wine and Dine right now, but we need something. We got to get the shirts to the printers. What are we doing, Scott? They call you. You get to pick the weekend. Anything you want. What's it going to be?
It is. This just came to me right on the spot. So because I didn't even ask this. It's themed to the parks.
Yes, that's exactly what I was going to say. Yes.
So the 5K is going to be Animal Kingdom.
Okay.
Oh. The 10K is going to be Hollywood Studios. The half will be Epcot. And then if you do all three as like a challenge, you get a Magic Kingdom medal or something like that.
Dude, that is a great deal. Take my money.
Or maybe you tie Epcot and Hollywood Studios in the same medal as like a spinner, and then the half is Magic Kingdom, and the 5K is Animal Kingdom, and then you get like a resort wide like challenge one or something like that.
I can't even answer because I was thinking theme park. You know, the medals celebrate, because I mean like Wine and Dine has been, you know, Spaceship Earth,
right?
Has there been a? I'm trying to think like Magic, because it's always Mickey Mouse. Is there a Magic Kingdom medal out there, or like a Studios or Animal Kingdom? Like, I mean, just that?
They did, like, those virtuals, like, last year that were, like, you know, theme park attractions. There was, like, a Space Mountain and, you know, others. But, yeah. I mean, I think most Run Disney people are returning Disney park fans, right? I mean, it just seems like the parks.
I would pay so much money for that. Yeah, and the thing is, Run Disney, I hope
so you're going to have to sign up, because what they're going to do it. That's why they're going to get you. Yeah, surprise, like, you don't know exactly what it is.
But this is why they haven't announced it, because they're waiting for the best idea, and the game is officially over. That's where. Welcome to April. And Tanja says, yeah, she's in too. I think we all are. That'd be sweet. Okay, last question, and then we'll wrap it up and get going for the weekend.
So this one might not make as many friends with this one, but it's all for fun, right?
Right.
So you always hear about World Showcase, like adding pavilions, right? Oh, we got to add Australia, or we got to add this or whatever, Brazil, whatever. But they're like, you know what? It's too crammed up in here. We actually have to remove a pavilion now. What are you going to have removed? Only for this game, because we love all 11 pavilions in World Showcase. But what would you remove?
So if I, and again, this is not just the, I'm just saying this because we're just having fun here on a Friday, but probably the most useless pavilion for me, that like, okay, the one by useless, I don't mean useless in a bad way. I mean, the one that I use the least, like it has the, doesn't yes. have an attraction. The one you I don't you dine there. Off. I don't go in there much. Morocco. Like, I mean, I know Tangerine Cafe is pretty good. I've never had, what's
Restaurant Marrakesh.
Marrakesh, never been in there. I've heard it's good. Yeah. I don't know why.
Well, you've been in there to use the restroom.
I have. That's the secret restroom.
We've gone there on New Year's Day.
It is the New Year's Eve secret restroom. Yes, it is. That's exactly the extent. And I mean, I like the shops and stuff. It does look very, like the theming of it's very cool. The fountains, the, you know, you feel like you're like in a bizarre, I feel like I'm on like Amazing Race when I'm in there, which I, it's fine. But like, there's no ride. I don't typically eat there. I don't buy stuff there necessarily, but it's beautiful. I mean, besides for just the beauty of it, it doesn't do a lot. So if I had to give one up, it'd be Morocco. What about you?
Yeah. I'm going for one that we have in the chat. I'm getting rid of Norway.
Oh my God. You're killing all the little kids.
I know. I just feel like Norway's gone downhill.
I they really spent all that money Maelstrom. On it. You're saying that. Yeah.
And I love the breakfast, you know, like the princess breakfast, but like, I feel like they could do more with that. And I understand why they use the same four princesses over and over, but like, I want them to switch it up. Like, I want to see Tiana in there, you know, I want to see Jasmine, you know, but it's always the same, like original princesses. If they did that, maybe that would entice me to want to keep it and maybe get rid of Germany. Oh,
I know I was really close on Italy, but you know what saved Italy was Via Napoli. That was the only reason, because Italy doesn't do much for me.
Yeah. I mean, they all do certain things for me, and I do like Norway. I love the skull bread, or the rice pudding is something that Elizabeth likes to get. It's a big pavilion too. It's huge.
It is.
But I would remove that one, and with the subtraction, we would obviously have addition, and we would add something. I don't know what that is, but that Norway would be the one I would remove. Yeah, so I know we're like ending the show on a sad note. That was a bad one.
No, because then people can come with their pitchforks right to social media, because that's what it's made for.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, Tanja says the same thing. The funny thing is that's probably, if you had to guess, like, what is the most popular World Showcase Pavilion? Like, just as far as like when you walk past it, how busy it is probably Norway.
I think Mexico.
Mexico, yeah. But I mean, when you look at the line, like to get on Frozen Ever After, and then like typically when Eckershus is open, that's a super popular restaurant. You got the meet and greet for Anna and Elsa. You have Mexico and Norway, probably the most popular out of all of them, if you combine them. It'd be funny to kind of rank them, how popular you think they are.
Yeah.
We'll have to do that sometime.
But they're all great. I love them all. I just thought it was a fun question to ask. Which one would you have removed?
There it is.
I had a feeling you're going to go Morocco, but I love Morocco too. It's so beautiful. When you go back in there, like you can find like such a quiet spot to relax.
Right.
It's so nice.
Same with Japan. When you go up by the quick service place, it's like you're so far away from the
promenade. I'm afraid that's starting to become popular. Like, Jocelyn like put this Instagram story about it, like, oh, look at my secret spot in Japan. Stop. I'm like, don't share this secret spot in Japan.
Stop. I know, for real. We're only supposed to know. Don't put that stuff out there. Anyway. Yep. All right. Well, hey, hope you had fun today. Lots of random topics. We just wanted to keep you company here for a few minutes on your run as you're doing the dishes, what have you. Thanks for hanging out with us today. We sure appreciate it. Hope you have a great weekend. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out for all your Disney trip planning needs. You can see all the great trip planning tools. And while you're there, fill out that free quote form, mention the show, and we'll be planning a great trip together over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link. One extra click really does help us out. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And thank you to our patrons for allowing us to put this show out 4 times a week all around the world. We appreciate you so very much. And our patrons get Mike in the Midwest every Thursday. So if you'd like to support the show on Patreon, come on over. Patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And you can follow us on social media, Instagram and Twitter. I'm at BeOurGuestMike. Scott is at Epscott, E-P-S-C-O-T. So let us know what you think on today's topics. And even better, this Sunday night, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, give us a call. Take one of these topics. Let's talk about it. Because you probably
want to hear everyone's gold statues.
I know, seriously. Where are you putting your gold statue? That's going to be so fun. And help us out. Pam and Ricky, where are they going to put theirs? You have a better idea, so we'll do that as well. But until we get together again on Sunday night, you have a great weekend. Stay safe, stay healthy. For Scott, I'm Mike. Wishing you an awesome weekend. We'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.